Well, thank you for that introduction. Today, our guest is Ms. Sue Harrison, Director of Transportation for Michigan City Area Schools. Sue, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Carl. I appreciate it.
Well, Sue, tell us a little bit about your district's transportation department.
Well, Michigan City Area Schools, we're located in Northwest Indiana. We have approximately 5,500 students here in Michigan City, which we transport about 4,400 of those students. We have 12 schools here, one high school, a career center, two middle schools, and eight elementary schools. We cover about 120 square miles, and that's including LaPorte and Porter County.
No, that's a quite large district, yes.
Yes, we cover, yeah, it's in one day, our buses usually travel about 2,400 miles.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
So we know Michigan City Area Schools recently added new propane school buses to your fleet, and so with the help of some grant funding. So how did you decide to make that switch to propane from diesel?
Well, I was contacted by South Shore Clean Cities and also by Matt Lomas from McAllister, referenced the propane buses just to see if we were interested. And I did some research, educated myself. We really were looking for lower emission, especially inside our city limits, and the quietness of the buses as well. And seeing all that really pushed us to start looking for ways to be able to purchase these propane buses.
I see. And so how did your drivers respond as you began the switch to propane?
Oh, they've been extremely happy with them right now. They love the quietness. They're happy with the way they operate and just the way they love not having to plug them in all honesty.
Mm-hmm, sure.
But, they're really happy, especially with the noise reduction, too. They can't believe. Sometimes they tell me they don't even know the bus is running, so.
Yeah, it's another wonderful attribute to the propane. So we know that grant funding helped with the purchase of these buses themselves, but I also understand you have a Co-Alliance propane station on your property as well. And so can you explain the benefits of having your own fueling station on site?
It just makes it easier for the fueling process, obviously, because we do have a lot of – our buses are running nonstop every day when school is in session full-time. And it just makes it so much easier for them to be able to be here and fueling, even on Saturdays and Sundays. They can fuel without having to go anyplace else. It's nice just having your independence with the fueling.
Sure, sure. So I know, you know, transportation directors have a very busy job. You have a lot of variety of opportunities and aspects that you do on a daily basis. So what would you tell another school transportation director who might be interested in like that transition from diesel to propane for their fleet?
Just to do your research, a lot of education, and get a hold of people that have already gone to propane. I think that would help. You just have to sell it to your district and mm-hmm. and the benefits of the cleaner fuel.
Sure. And so, again, from your experience of going from that and maybe the process that you had to undertake with your school district.
Yes.
So with that, I mean, you had school board meetings and things like that. So
no,
we
were actually they were sold on it from the get-go.
Wonderful.
Because we're a very environmentally friendly school district.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some other we've gone to solar panels in many of our schools. We've got one middle school that's actually environmental school. So, I mean, it didn't take much for this community to jump on board
for us.
We're very fortunate in that regard.
That is definitely fortunate. So how can our listeners learn more about your fleet and the project?
I don't have a problem with them contacting me via phone or email.
Wonderful. And what is the website for the school corporation?
It's MCAS. I can just give you my email first. It's sharrison@mcas.k12.in.us.
Sure. That's wonderful, Sue. And so any closing thoughts as we come to the end of our program?
No, I'm just happy that we've now received another grant to purchase eight more propane buses. And thanks in major part to South Shore Clean Cities. We do appreciate all the help we've got and excited about going with eight more buses.
Well, that is wonderful news. It's wonderful news to air quality here in Northwest Indiana and to and around the city of Michigan City. So Thank you so much for the great work that you're doing, Sue Harrison. And that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Sue Harrison, Director of Transportation for Michigan City Area Schools. Green Fleet Radio airs three times each Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us. And remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.